So we want to, again, just congratulate each and every one of you for being here. We're very thankful. You know, it's just such an honor to be able to share all of these wonderful processes, these methods to all of you people, and you know, seeing how far it goes, too, because we know that every time, you know, when we pick up something, I know for myself, I mean, it's just, I get so excited to share with other people that are also open to checking this out. So, you know, we're so stoked that some of these things can go out into the world and start helping people to balance perceptions, to start owning themselves and so on and so forth. And tonight is a big deal and is very connected with that. So, you know, one of the things that we want to do and that we've been doing for each and every call is before we get into all of this, before we get to talking about relationships and, you know, what are these triggers that are creating these dramas in our relationships and how do we actually release those triggers, we just want to make sure that as you're coming into this space, as we're going to go deeper into this, that you're clear, that you're not dragging stuff, emotional charges through the day of your day, or maybe even yesterday or before then, into this call. We are going to be opening some doors here, and, you know, this is a coaching call, so we want to encourage you to participate, to play full out, because you're going to get more out of this call if you do so. You're going to get as much as, or to the degree that you participate and follow these processes as we go through them tonight. So to get clear, we're just going to do a quick little releasing method right now. This is a releasing method that we shared with you on the blog if you've been following us on releasingthebreaks.com. It's a very simple process, and it's going to allow all of us to just get centered right in and feel wonderful before we go in. So if you're ready, go ahead and sit back. Make sure you're somewhere that you won't be interrupted, and hopefully you're not driving through this process. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath. Sit back, take a nice deep breath. And as you exhale, go ahead and just close your eyes. And just step into your body as best as you can for the moment. Just feeling your body right now. Noticing the sensations in your body. And seeing if you can welcome, simply welcome as best as you can, any and all sensations in your body. Noticing how your clothes fits on your body, the temperature of your hands, of your feet. Just welcoming all sensations in your body. And welcoming all the space around and inside of your body. Welcoming the space as best as you can. And now seeing if you can welcome any and all sounds, including my voice, any sounds around you, inside of you, any self-talk that's going on right now. Any sounds in your immediate environment and beyond, just noticing all the different sounds. Seeing if you can also welcome the silence that allows us to hear. Now go ahead and tune into your day. Into this day, yesterday, anything that comes up specifically in your mind. If there's anything that you've been carrying with you, any charge, any emotional charge that has come up for you throughout the day, anything you've been carrying, whatever that is for you, just see if as best as you can right now, can you welcome that to be here right now? Can you welcome that experience? And simply welcoming as best as you can. And noticing the images in your mind that you're seeing. Welcoming the sensations, the energy in your body. Any sounds, any self-talk. And welcoming as best as you can. And notice if there's any part of you that wants to resist, that still wants to resist, whatever this is, whatever this topic is for you, that doesn't want to welcome, that wants to resist it. See if you can welcome the resistance as well, as best as you can. And could you let this go? Could you simply set it free? Could you allow it to simply dissolve, to dissipate, to unravel, to exit your awareness? Simply drop it. Would you allow yourself to do so? Would you let this go? Would you rather hold on to this? Would you rather keep holding on? Or would you rather be free? When? I'm going to do this one more time. Tuning either into the same topic, same experience, or whatever else is coming up for you. And could you simply welcome whatever is in this moment? As best as you can, simply welcoming. And welcoming all the sensations in your body. All the images in your mind. Any sounds. Just opening the door and welcoming as best as you can. And could you let this go? Could you simply set it free? Could you release it as best as you can? And would you let this go? Would you allow yourself to simply release it as best as you can? When? Okay, and go ahead and just Tweedle your fingers a little bit. Tweedle your toes. Put a little movement in your feet and toes. And slowly take a nice deep breath. As you exhale, slowly opening your eyes. Roll your shoulders back. Sit up nice and straight. Stretch your neck if you need to. You can bring your chin to your chest. Just relaxing. Okay. So hopefully that was pleasant and that was helpful for each of you. I know it's always wonderful for me. I know it's wonderful for Michael.
Yeah. There's always some little thing that we can let go of.
Absolutely. No doubt. Yeah, so good. So hopefully you're in a wonderful space now and you've been able to release a little bit of the day. And we're going to go into this call now. So, you know, we just, again, we want to thank you for showing up. It's wonderful to have you here. And, you know, Michael, you want to just share some wonderful things with the folks and, you know, move into mm-hmm. what we're going to be talking about tonight. That would be wonderful.
Yeah. So, yeah, likewise, just real appreciation that you're here. Most people don't really want to do the work, so the fact you're here is a success in itself. So get ready with your pen and paper and have your ears pricked up for those little things that are just going to make a difference to you, and commit to yourself that when these things come up, make a note and tell your heart, I'm going to actually do that thing. I'm going to do that. I'm going to put it into practice, because that's where the magic happens. So there's three reasons for you to stick around till the end of this call. One reason is that, among other things, you're going to learn the secret tacit agreement that you have unconsciously made with your partner that is causing you both pain and robbing you of joy every day. And when you recognize these hidden agreements and dissolve them, you can start to laugh and really feel that love, you know, and things that used to be such a drama will actually be humorous to both of you. So we're going to be sharing that with you. Also, for those of you who want to delve deep into the other things that we offer beyond this call, we're going to be talking about that in depth and also answering some questions some people have had. And lastly, this is a coaching call. So if you go through this whole call and actually do the exercises, you're going to start feeling very light, very good, a lot of love come over you, even in this call. Okay, so stick it out to the end and really be fully present. Try not to multitask and check text messages and stuff while you're doing this. Just imagine you're here with us in an actual seminar, and then you'll take the most benefit from it. So in this call, you're going to learn a few different things. The first thing is the four keys to a fulfilling relationship and why most relationship advice is based on myths. Learn these simple secrets and just watch how your relationships grow deeper in love, intimacy, and connection. So you're going to love these four keys. We're also going to be talking about why the other person can be annoying, can trigger you, and can make you want to scream or punch something. And how you can really dissolve it so that you actually feel a lot of love for the person rather than frustration. And that's such a beautiful thing when you can go from wanting to hit them to wanting to hug them genuinely in the same situation that normally triggers you. That is a huge success, you know. Anger is, you know, really damages our body and creates terrible things in relationships. So you actually won't feel that even coming up. And you're also going to learn how to communicate in a way that both you and your partner feel that you're really heard. Okay, so especially for the guys out there, you probably noticed that your partner may be saying to you, you're just not listening to me, you don't understand what I'm saying, you don't get this, yeah? So especially for the brothers, just once you learn this, you're going to be able to say things where your partner actually feels, okay, you understood me, and that will resolve a huge amount of potential problems now and in the future. So you can save yourself countless arguments and misunderstandings and start, you know, really loving each other and enjoying your time together. So it's a wonderful call, so we look forward to getting to it. So Josh, what kind of problems can people face and how can we really look into that?
Well, you know, from what I've seen, from I think what we've all seen in multiple, you know, because we're not taught really, you know, most of us aren't brought up with a solid foundation in relating with people and communicating with people. And we get taught certain things, but a lot of those things actually don't end up working as well as we thought they did. And we have similar communications methods that we used when we were children, and we carry that throughout our adult relationships. Now, what happens is that a lot of people end up tolerating their partners or other people's and their quote-unquote annoying ways, and they just feel like they're not able to communicate themselves in a way that this person gets them. They don't get this other person either. And not only that, but all sorts of things that just start crawling under your skin, right, with this person. And this could be with anyone. And tonight's call, when, you know, we're really going to be focusing on mainly, you know, intimate relationships with your partner. But really, this goes across the board with all relationships, all sorts of relationships, right? So a lot of what, like Michael said, with these hidden agreements, you know, these hidden agreements, unconscious agreements that we have with our partners, for a lot of people also creates a lot of different kind of arguments and discussions where people find themselves discussing over something and then later on feeling like, gosh, why did we go through all of that drama? You know, I mean, I guess we didn't really have to go through that, you know, and all sorts of apologies, making up, you know, that seems to be a common theme.
And you can also go through the same arguments again and again and again and again,
exactly.
And they never seem to get resolved, and then you say something, and then the other person says the same thing they always say, and then it's just this back and forth, and 3 hours later you think, have I finally resolved it this time? And then it hasn't been resolved, and it comes up again, you know, a couple of weeks later, and, you know, it's just a nightmare. So we can get rid of those patterns. That's a massive success. And it'll just, you know, if nothing else, it'll just save you a huge amount of time.
Yeah, a lot of time and a lot of wonderful experiences, right? Because I think that's the bottom line is, you know, we end up missing out on just all the wonderful experiences that we can be having with this person. But because of the lenses and the different illusions and fantasies that we're working from, which is kind of a little bit of a hint to what we're going to be talking about tonight, you know, we can't see past our own projections, our own lopsided perceptions of this person, of this relationship, and so on. So, you know, there's a lot of different levels of suffering that happen with people and not feeling understood, not feeling heard, not feeling nurtured, not feeling that, you know, they're with that person necessarily. Like, maybe there was a lot of love in the relationship, but now it feels like, you know, what happened, right? I mean, it was so beautiful for a time, but now it just seems like it's not working anymore. Why is that, right? And so, you know, just that, a lot of, you know, things around confusion, feelings, again, of how do you make this work? Is this really the person for me, and so on and so forth. And, you know, overall, just a lot of uneasiness comes up for a lot of people that are dealing with these kind of relationship issues. And what I've seen anyway. Is there anything you'd like to add to that, Michael? These are kind of some of the problems that I see consistently. What about you?
Yeah, they're the main ones. I'm sure there's like sub versions of all those things, but. Well, you know, the bottom line is that if we are in a relationship with some person in a deep, intimate way, you know, it's a huge thing. You know, there's like a connection which can either be a relationship. It's just worth just noticing the difference. There one thing is a relationship where you're relating, and the other thing is a bondage, you know. Most people actually have bondages. They don't have relationships. They have bondages. So what we're really talking about tonight is how do you get out of a bondage and into a relationship, you know?
Right.
A relationship is freeing, it's healthy, it's nourishing. A bondage is something stressful and trapping, you know, like you're attached to something, literally. So if you get this right, then all the other areas of your life become easier as well. Because if there's drama in your house and you're having to tiptoe around, you know, that's just not healthy at all. So
absolutely. You know,
we've gone down the mill a few times, haven't we, Josh?
Yeah, no doubt about it. For sure. But, you know, before we go into that, Michael, I just wanted to take a quick moment here to answer someone's question here on the webcast. If in case this is a question other folks are wondering as well, if you're wondering about this as well, the question is it important to be in a current relationship to benefit from this particular course? And the thing is that what I would say is no, it's not important that you be in a intimate relationship with someone right now, but you're going to benefit so much from this course if you can get some of the things that we're going to be sharing with you tonight and apply it not only for when you are in an intimate relationship, but you can apply some of the things that we're going to be sharing with you. Again, it's cross-contextual. It applies to business. It applies to just friends, with family especially. What we're going to be sharing with you goes much way beyond just an intimate relationship, but we are going to be addressing that specifically tonight because it is an area of importance. So either way, you're going to benefit a lot. We want to encourage you to stay on and apply some of the things that we're going to share with you. Anything you want to add to that, Michael?
Yeah, if only I'd known what we're going to share with you today before I got into a relationship, it would have saved me a huge amount of trouble. So, this almost should be like something they teach at schools to everyone before they're even allowed to get in a relationship. Move forward. So, Josh, tell us your story about what you personally went through and how you have learned these things in your own life.
Sure, absolutely. You know, before I get into some of the things that happened with me, I just want to quickly say that, you know, if you're on the webcast, especially if this is the first time you've attended a webcast, feel free. There's a section on the webcast that says question and answer. If you have any questions, any comments whatsoever, just feel free to type those in there. And we're going to be asking you questions as well. And that's somewhere that you'll be able to participate with us as we go through the call. We love hearing your comments. We love hearing any questions you have. And we do our best to answer as many as we can on the line. So feel free to do so. And let's get into it. So for me, you know, I was in a good few relationships that were pretty serious when I was in them. You know, a lot of the, what you would call a typical kind of fantasy where I felt that, wow, you know, this is really the person of my dreams and, you know, it was awesome and there was drama and the whole twist of wonderful emotions and on and off. I mean, just so many different experiences that I went through, and a lot of suffering, honestly, to be honest with you. There were some of the most painful times that I experienced in my past, where a lot of them were because or in relation to some kind of relationship, right? So, you know, for me, it was a long time. You know, after every relationship I was in with someone, I always made sure that I took time, at least a couple years. You know, I never really just went from one relationship to the next. I would take a couple years just to reflect, just to look back on the relationship and see, well, what was really going on, right? I mean, what caused, you know, some of these emotional dramas? What caused, you know, this, just all this stuff to happen? How did it end up that way? Right? And so, you know, a lot of personal reflection, a lot of, I ended up starting to actually study relationships because, you know, I have a very firm belief that's been very useful, you know, because it's not any kind of truth or anything, but it's a wonderful belief to have for me, that if there's something worth experiencing in your life, if there's something that is worthy and important for you in your life, it's worth studying it, right? It's worth taking the time to study, research, master some of the different areas of this specific thing that you love in your life, right? So relationships, I mean, it's one of those things that are some of the juiciest experiences of life, right? And so, you know, so I took that personal commitment to look deeper into this to see, well, what am I not seeing, right? How am I contributing to these different experiences? Because, you know, the first initial reaction for most people when these different dramas come up in a relationship is to blame the other person and feel like, oh, you know, they're this and they're this and they're that, so that's why I'm not going to be with them, or that's why, you know, it just didn't work out with them, and so on and so forth. So we project these blames, and we don't take personal responsibility for what was actually co-created. And so my personal commitment was to find out, what did I co-create here? How did I participate in this? And what I found, the deeper I went into this, was so, for me, it was earth-shattering. Okay, it was a disillusionment to the true meaning of that word. I've had so many fantasies that have been broken, which is good news, by the way. This is fabulous news, and hopefully tonight we'll be able to support you in love to release some of these fantasies that you might be carrying into your relationships. And the more I began to release these fantasies, the more I began to realize what the purpose of a relationship really was, which had nothing to do with the Disney story of a relationship. It had nothing to do with the fairy tales. Mm-hmm. It had nothing to do with happily ever after or being happy in general. And once I started to discover what it was really all about and what was actually going on right in front of me, that was so close that I couldn't see it, right? And I started working with those specific elements that were contributing so much to how this relationship was working. My relationships started to completely mold, shift, change. People that used to get under my skin and used to just say all the wrong things and show up at all the wrong times, all of a sudden stopped creating that charge in me. And in my relationships, the communication started becoming better and better. There was less drama, and the drama started getting less and less and less and less and less and less and less, to the point that, you know, I was talking to my wife today, Sarah, and we were just like, you know, it's so wonderful that we don't experience dramas, right? We just don't experience dramas anymore. It's very clean. We both understand how we're creating and co-creating this relationship. And some of the things, of course, that we're going to share with you tonight that have allowed me and Sarah to experience a fulfilling relationship. And so, you know, that's some of my story, just a lot of different discoveries that were totally counter to what I learned from the culture, from just growing up here in the United States, and also growing up with also the Latin American culture, you know, just a lot of fantasies and fairy tales around love, what we call love, which for most of what the culture is really talking about is actually more of a fantasy, an obsession, a fantasy of some kind, which, you know, some of this stuff may be a little controversial for some people, but we guarantee that the deeper you go into this, you'll see the benefit of waking up from this current trance or fantasy that has been handed to you, maybe from parents and movies and so on and so forth, and start to really create fulfilling relationships, which is a different ballgame altogether. So that's my story, my friend. That's kind of how things happened with me. I mean, a lot of a lot of personal reflection, a lot of uncovering different principles, a lot of things related to universal laws and how it relates to relationships, and that's where I'm at today, and constantly learning and growing, because it's a never-ending thing. You know, as long as you're around, it's never-ending. So, yeah, that's my story, bro.
Mm,
how about you?
That's beautiful. It's all it's very deep, isn't it? It's all fun and games. Relationships has been something
all fun and games.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't necessarily always seem like that at the time, but certainly, ultimately, it is. I actually, I remember I was consciously choosing for quite a long time to not be in a relationship because I wanted to purify my relationship towards women, not to get out of this kind of cultural lusting after people attitude, not just... Some of the questions on here on the thing were saying there's some guys who wanted to go with this Anne, and she's saying she doesn't want to get too quickly into the physical, you know, and just I saw so much of that happening around that I wanted to detach myself from that and just work on myself and be prepared to really be able to show up in the best way possible. So I spent a long time not being in any relationship. But of course, the more meditation I did and the more I understood life, the more love I started experiencing in myself. So after a while, I was kind of going slightly mad because it had to get out. You know, I feel all this love in my heart and I want to, you know, share it with other people. And so I got into a relationship after quite some time, and it was very interesting what happened, because what I realized looking back is that I essentially tried to please the other person, tried to become like the husband that I had seen my mother and father, that kind of relationship, went along with, you know, typical archetypal patterns of what I should be doing and what she should be doing. And, you know, I actually tried to please this other person for about a year and a half, you know, always trying to please, always trying to do the right thing. And after a while, I kind of cracked and realized this is complete nonsense. What am I doing? I'm completely losing myself here in this situation and not being integrous with myself and trying to become some other person. This is just not working. And, you know, then all kinds of different dramas happened and I felt I needed more independence and all this, and all kinds of crazy stuff has happened. And the turning point or the discovery for me was when I realized that the bottom line is I have to change myself, you know. I have to change, and if there's anything going on in this relationship that is unpleasant for me, it's because there's something for me to learn, some way I can grow. And just having that attitude, this is a learning opportunity, and this isn't some crazy fantasy, this is an opportunity for me to become a better being, better person, to be more than I was before. Once I had that attitude, then I started coming more into my power, having more respect for myself, actually being more loving in a different way. And more recently, doing this shadow work, it has allowed me to actually completely dissolve all of the triggers that otherwise would normally get me angry. So situations can happen now where I might previously have been very defensive or got irritated, and now I honestly feel love in my heart, love and appreciation, blessings, compassion, and I'm thanking the other person for what they're saying to me, whereas previously I would have got angry and attacked in some way, you know, because of the ego being hurt. So that for me is a miracle, really, to go from being defensive to actually honestly being humbly appreciative and really saying, thank you, I'm really going to look at this, and I really am learning a lot here, and you're doing me huge service. And the result of that is that the arguments have stopped, you know, any kind of little dramas. And I'm now, you know, looking into what is it that I really want in a relationship, what is the things that are important to me, and, you know, taking a bit of a step, you know, backwards from the relationship or step to the side just to have a moment to be in my own, you know, energy and really have a look at what is the most important thing for me. So that's where I'm at, and I feel great, and I feel empowered, and I feel I'm going to be able to be 100% here as I go deeper and deeper into this. So for me, this is always a journey. I wouldn't say I've completely cracked it and I'm the man and I know everything about everything, but I'm feeling very empowered and a lot of love in my being. And my aim really is just to be loving towards everyone I know and everyone I meet and everyone on the call, and just in general to be loving, because I feel that's what gets me going. So it's been a beautiful journey, and I'm sure it's going to continue and become more beautiful as time goes on. So
nice.
That's my little
story. Well, you
story.
Can still be the man, you know.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
it's all right to be the man.
Yeah, I can still be the man, but you know what?
That's funny. Awesome, man. Well, that's great, man. That's wonderful. I mean, that's right, man. The attitude, you know, all of these things, it just plays such a huge part. I mean, I think that's a big part of, you know, what a lot of these understandings that we're going to be sharing here are going to automatically create, you know, through like a paradigm shift, essentially, is the attitude towards your relationship totally changes, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, the interesting thing for me is that when I got into this relationship, I was after, you know, cuddles and intimacy and closeness, and felt like this really strong need for that because I hadn't had it for some time. Now I actually don't feel that anymore. You know, not to say that I'm not affectionate, but it's just not like a craving. And it's just interesting how things change. So if you're listening to this, just understand that this is a wonderful process, and what is true for you today may not be true for you next month as you go through this. So it's always a wonderful journey that you're on. It gets deeper and deeper.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Awesome. So with that, hopefully, you know, with our stories, you know, we love sharing our personal stories with you, you know, because it just, again, like I think, Michael, you talked about this a little bit last time in the last call, it's just, yeah, you know, there's so many little insights just in the story, and just for you to see how, I mean, Michael and I, we're just two regular people. You know, we've gone through a lot of different things in our lives and picked up on certain insights and tools along the way. And that's about it. You know, there's nothing necessarily special or wow, you know, we've reached certain levels of something, and now we get to experience just, you know, wonderful relationships. It's ongoing, and that's one of the things that, you know, the fantasy of, you know, happily ever after, that just doesn't apply when it comes to relationships. And so it's ongoing, right? So
yeah.
So let's
humor,
let's go
humor
let's,
has to apply though consistently.
Yeah. Absolutely, no doubt about it, for sure. So let's get into it. We're going to be sharing with you here some tools, and specifically one tool that will help you to finally stop getting triggered, stop feeling emotionally charged when you're with your partner or in a relationship with different issues that keep coming up, and start tapping into genuine love. Which is beyond, you know, love. I think a lot of people misunderstand what love is, because a lot of times love, how a lot of people talk of love, is like another emotion, like happiness and anything else. That love is just something that comes like happiness and it goes, it comes like sadness and it goes. You know, love is way beyond just an emotion, right? And that's one of the things that this process that we're going to share with you tonight is going to help you experience, because love is an experience, and it's beyond the experience itself, and that's what this process also reveals to us, is the divine order that everything in our lives are in, right? When you see the divine order, when you see how everything is perfect, when you see how everything is serving you in some way, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, it's serving you in some way. The challenges, the blessings, everything is serving you in some way. You wake up to that divine realization, right? That there's always service being done here in your life 24/7, every single day, in every single moment. And that's really part of what we're going to be tapping into. What is really love, right? Tapping into what real love is, which is beyond. It's beyond. It's a synthesis of all those things, all the negative things that you see in people and all the positive things. And that's how love can transcend, is because you can love someone for all of the things, the negative qualities that they have, right? And you can love them for all the positive qualities that they have as well. So what these tools will allow you essentially to do is create, or at least realize, the perfect order and experience more inner peace and ease in your mind and in your relationships and in your body and so on and so forth. So let's talk about the three particular different stages of relationships, so we're all on a same page of how most relationships actually go. Michael, you want to talk a little bit about these different stages that we all go through, some of the most common phases that we experience, right, collectively in a relationship?
Yeah. There's three main phases, and actually, you know, like Joshua was just saying, there are certain order of the universe that is just the way that it is. And once we align ourselves with this natural way, like nature just has its seasons, we can try and mess with it, but it's going to still have its season anyway. So when we understand these things and come into harmony with the way things actually just are, then everything becomes easier and we don't have to fight and resist and suffer. So this actually applies to everything, not just relationships, but specifically with relationships, we go through these three phases. The first phase, normally, in romantic relationships, is the falling in love, the honeymoon phase, where all of a sudden you come across this special somebody and something connects with you and your heart is open and it's just the best ever, and you're thinking about them and, you know, wanting to talk to them and texting them or whatever else, and emailing them you do.
And I'm just going to throw this in too, is you probably also feel like they're perfect. Right?
Yeah.
That they're just absolutely perfect. They have
nothing
wrong.
Yeah. This person, there's nothing, there's nothing they do that can annoy me. Everything
impeccable.
They do is perfect.
Impeccable.
How
right.
come? Yeah,
exactly.
They, you know, and that's just, wonderful, wonderful, you know, and we love that feeling, you know, feeling like you're floating above the ground and, you know, flying about and everything's wonderful and yes, 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 and you're on your best behavior all the time, you know.
Right.
And
you don't fart. You know, you make sure you don't fart in the
yeah, don't fart with them,
in the honeymoon
you know,
phase.
Don't
that's a no-no.
In front of them. Don't swear by mistake. You know, like everything's like you're on a date the whole time and, you know, you don't want to show your other side, your lazy side, or your kind of like funny little things. You keep them away and try and be nice and don't get angry and all this stuff. But, you know, bottom line is that's unsustainable and it's not the real deal. So the next phase after that is the building phase, where you've established something to begin with, then things gradually, you know, you come out of the honeymoon phase and you start to build a relationship, a connection with each other. You start creating a foundation and creating a life together, you know, and that includes your daily routine and practical things and how you relate and who does what. And, you know, and also, you know, what emotionally, how you relate with each other and what the needs are and all these kind of details. Do you want to share anything about that, Josh? Any specifics?
No, that's pretty much the deal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
for sure.
And then the third phase is the decline. So you can imagine it's like on a curve. It kind of starts off going up, up, up really high, and then it gradually curves around like a rainbow and then starts going down the other side of the rainbow. and it starts to die, you know, just like the tree gets old and starts to become decayed. And so, and then it becomes, you know, boring and just doing things for the sake of it, arguments and all this, and it's going down, 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 and gradually, after a while, if you don't do something about it, it's finished. And some people, they break up, and other people stay in the relationship, but there's nothing going on. It's just automatic, you know. How are you doing, darling? I'm fine. You know, there's no heart in it. There's no real connection. It's dead. A lot of people have that experience. So we want to help you, if you're already in a relationship, how you can stop it from going into decline, which is by essentially recreating it again and again and again, you know.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, a big part of all of this that we want to share with you, too, is also understanding, you know, the purpose of the relationship. You know, as you go through these three phases, there's certain reasons and causes that cause these declines in relationship, that cause us to start looking other places for fulfillment, right? For maybe it's another person or it's someone else or whatever it is, you know, something happens in the relationship where we no longer feel that level of fulfillment. So let's talk about what is the purpose of relationships. Now, most of us have heard that, you know, the purpose of relationship, some of the most common things are, you know, it's to be happy with someone, to be able to enjoy life with someone, to be able to create a sense of security with someone, find your other half is the good old saying, right? And, you know, where I come from, they say you're half an orange, you know, finding your half an orange in the world. And, you know, a lot of it revolves around this sense of, you know, some of it is around security, you know, making sure that things are secure in your life. And the other side is simply the romantic side, the side of you being able to experience all of these wonderful things about a relationship, being happy with that relationship, experiencing, you know, the wonderful, you know, love making and all the wonderful things that are part of a relationship. But here's the thing, is that all of these different ideas that we've been handed down, almost every single person that I've spoken to personally, that I've worked with personally in relationships, I know this was something in my life as well, and the life of many people in my family, is that most of these, if all of these different reasons for being in a relationship, right, actually were the unquestionable essence and purpose of a relationship, then our relationships would really work out better. You know, I mean, they would end up working out better. But the thing is that most relationships are not working out as well as they could be, right? I mean, you know, there's all sorts of crazy statistics, and there's no need to go into that as far as divorce rates and things like that. But the thing here is just to understand that there are a lot of programs that have not really been evaluated or reevaluated that we're functioning with in our relationships that maybe our parents gave us. Maybe you're just modeling something that your mom did or your dad did, right? You just haven't really gone deeper into studying it or just reevaluating what's really going on. Well, what is the reason, really? Why am I in a relationship? What's really going on under the surface? And what we want to propose to you tonight is that the purpose of a relationship has nothing to do with any of the things that I've just mentioned. It has nothing to do with those things. It has nothing to do with you being happy. It has nothing to do with you experiencing security. It has nothing to do with any of those things. What we want to propose to you is really based on a universal psychological principle. And we've been saying this over and over again on the blog and in multiple different ways that we've been able to communicate with you. And that is that all perception, all of your perceptions are projections. All perceptions are projections. Meaning you cannot see anything outside of you that's not you. You know, it was the Buddha that said that in the act of observation, what is being observed, and this is a paraphrasing here, is whatever is being observed, whatever object is being observed, the observation of that object says more about the observer than the actual object being observed. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Aristotle knew this, you know, 2,000 years ago, when he would take out his students into nature, and he would ask them all, part of their assignments were to go out in nature, and at the same time, they would all split up and go look at different, pick one thing in nature, something, a stone, a leaf, a twig, whatever, and he would ask them to find out what they could learn about themselves by observing this particular thing in nature. Right? What can you find out about yourself? And so what we're proposing to you is that the real purpose of relationship is all about getting to know yourself. It's about getting to know your many and multiple different dimensions of yourself, all the qualities that you've disowned, that you have judgment around, and all of the qualities that you wish you had as well. So a big part of what we're going to be doing tonight is actually seeing our relationship for the projection and reflection that it is, that it actually has nothing to do with your partner and everything to do with you. So, again, a lot of the relationship advice that we receive, and I've read multiple books on this specific thing, on relationships, you know, talks about how, you know, that when you're in a relationship, you know, it's 50-50 and it's all of this stuff, and you know, this is how you can be happy, and not getting down to the real deal that as long as you're there, and this is something that a wonderful teacher once said, you know, is if you've never really noticed that any time there is a problem in your relationships, you're there every single time. When there isn't one, you're probably not there. And probably there too, you know. It's not like your relationship. Hopefully it's not all just, you know, a lot of different triggerings and dramas. But whenever those things happen, if you're experiencing drama, you're experiencing drama. You're there, right? So we want to help you to start bringing all of these different qualities that you're projecting into your relationship and start owning all of those qualities, all those shadow parts of yourself, and break the fantasy that the relationship is really here to make you happy, because to be really frank with you, it's not. It's not here to make you happy. Ultimately, it's so you can evolve, so you can grow deeper in love, so you can go beyond your current version of yourself and continue to heal any kind of scars or wounds or any kind of judgments that have been made, that you've made on yourself, that are going to continue following you, right? So you can't run away from yourself, and will continue to appear in your relationships until these parts of you are fully owned and brought back mm-hmm. into love, brought back into balance. So, anything you'd like to add there, Michael, before we get into the process here that we want to share with folks?
Not really. I think that's when you have that attitude that your relationship is all about really learning about yourself, then every single interaction you have, every single thing is to your advantage. every single thing. And that's huge. You're basically being benefited. You're having the capacity to grow and to develop every single day, which is wonderful. What a blessing. You know, so there's no problems, no dramas. It's just all good stuff for you to learn. So just knowing that, if you went away with that, you could, you'd have a better life straight away. Just with that one nugget, that one awareness.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, let's get to it. This is a very deep process, and it's extremely powerful.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This process, if you were on the soulmate call that we did before, this is a very similar process. And, you know, this is so cross-contextual because wherever you go, there you are, right? Like Michael and I were sharing before, the illusion is that you're actually relating with someone else. What's actually going on beneath that perception is that you're constantly relating with your reflection all the time. You're constantly, I mean, right now, as you're hearing Michael and I just on this call. You know, Michael and I have our own projection of what it is that we're relating to you, what we want to share with you and understand. And then there's you and what you're listening, what you're actually hearing from what we're sharing with you. We have no idea, really, what's going on in your head. Okay? We really don't know. We're doing our best to communicate what we are wanting to share here with you in multiple different ways, so that it's clear, so that we can help you create an understanding or at least an insight. And then, of course, with the process you're about to go through to experience this and have your own realizations of what this is really all about. So, with that being said, we hope you have a piece of paper and pen with you right now. We're about to go into this process to start balancing out your perceptions, start balancing out any kind of projections that, again, may seem like they're this person. It may seem like this person's just, you know, such a brat maybe, or you probably have even better words than that. whatever this person, yeah, whatever projection is being placed on this person, that the drama is actually coming from them, that's the great illusion, my friends. And we know that that's a nice hard pill to swallow. But this once you realize that, once you really own that, your whole relationship will change. It will completely transform. And so, with that being said, let's get right to it. So we're going to start with this person. Okay, now let's say if you don't have a relationship, if you're not in an intimate relationship, you can actually do this with anyone right now that would fit this particular process. Okay, so this can, again, it's cross-contextual. If you do have someone that you are with, this is wonderful. If you don't, it could be a friend or it could be a family member. And sometimes with doing it with family members actually goes even further in how it actually relates to your relationship. So if it's mom and dad, whoever it is, just feel free. Big part of this process is to just be honest with yourself, to not censor anything and just be honest, write down whatever comes up and not try to analyze, psychoanalyze your response or what is an enlightened response or whatever it is. Just be honest with yourself. That's all that is required. So here we go. First part of this exercise is to choose that person. Pick a person right now that you currently are experiencing dramas with, that you're currently experiencing any kind of emotional charge with. And go ahead, write down their names, and what we're going to do now is just answering or creating a list of the following things. So put number one down and write the following. You don't need to write this, you just need to answer this. So go ahead and write down that one trait, that one quality, or more. But tonight, because of the time, we're going to focus on just one quality. One quality that you dislike or even despise most about this person. One quality. You can make a list and then just pick which one out of all those qualities are the ones you dislike the most that seems to always put you in this funk. It seems to just mess with you, right? You react to it emotionally. You have arguments maybe about that consistently. Whatever that is, what is that one trait, that one quality of this person that you dislike? You despise it even. You despise it the most out of all those other qualities. This thing, it just always gets you. It always triggers you. What is that? And go ahead and write that down. Write that down. Whatever that quality is. And don't second guess yourself. You know, don't analyze it again. Just want to be very clear that this is really tuning into what's going on unconsciously. What are the things that we're not seeing here? Because, again, all of life is truly made up of perceptions, right? We have different perceptions for different things. And if you simply shift one of your perceptions, we're going to be shifting many perceptions here, but just one of them can radically change the course of your relationships. So again, part one, pick a trait that you dislike or despise the most about this person. Hopefully you've picked that trait. And we're going to move on to the next part and really tune into these questions here, this process. Some of it may seem totally counterintuitive. Some of it may seem like, what? I need to repeat it again and again and again so I can actually get it. I know for myself, I experienced a lot of this when I was doing these processes before. I still do them. It's wonderful. So the second part of this is to write down the initials of all the different people who see this trait, this particular trait that you dislike and despise most in this person, all the initials of the people who see this trait in you. Ooh. Some, I know from my experience, some people's reactions immediately are like, what? No, I don't have this trait. Right, that's what it makes me.
That's not my
like.
Problem.
Yeah, exactly. It's them. What are you talking about? I'm not messed up like that. I'm all right. Well, again, all perception is projection. What are you noticing in this person? You can't see anything outside of you that's not you. So we guarantee there's people, if you're seeing this, if this is being shown to you, there are people in your life who are seeing this in you. Guaranteed. So write down the initials of anyone that comes to your mind that sees this very exact trait in you. At some form, in some form, okay, to some degree. It doesn't have to be the exact same. I mean, there are many degrees of grumpiness, okay? Many degrees of grumpiness, many degrees of anger, many degrees of jealousy in many different forms. Many different forms. But the underlying trait is the same. So to any type of degree and form, listing down the name of the people or just their initials of who sees this particular trait that you dislike and despise most about this person in you. Part of the reason why we're able to do this as well is because in our brains we have what are called mirror neurons. And the mirror neurons in our brain, these neurons, allow us to actually empathize. They allow us to actually see the world through other people's eyes, through other animals' eyes. We have this amazing ability. And you can, again, tune in to what, you know, there's another way to explain this maybe a little bit better, you know, like this self-fulfilling prophecy principle that we talked about in the interview that we did with Peter Ragnar. And essentially, you know, the self-fulfilling prophecy principle states that you're not who you think you are. Let me put it in the first person. Okay, I'm not who I think I am. I am not who you think I am. I am who I think you think I am. If that's the first time you hear that, really take note. I am who I think you think I am. So write down the initials of the people who see this trait in you to a different degree, maybe. Okay? And if it's hard for you to see, okay, because some of these things may seem like, what? No, I can't do something as horrible as that. If they did something horrible, if they did some kind of something that was just, it seems to be totally outside of your ability. Well, again, there is some form of this exact trait that you have. It just may be to a different degree. It may be in a different form. It may be completely an interpretation of what you do or some kind of quality that you have that someone else has made that it seems far off or far out to you, but that's how they see it. And that's kind of what you want to tune into. Who are the people that actually see this in you? I'm just going to go with that for another few seconds. And we're going to be pushing you here a little bit because, again, if you're having a hard time finding this, seeing this, how these other people are actually seeing this in you too, I want to encourage you after this call to go deeper into that. So wrap up any initials that you've been writing down. We're going to move to the next part of this. And the next part is how does this particular trait that you've written here about this person that you dislike or despise, this particular trait, how this trait in this person, if it's a guy, if it's a gal, how this trait is actually a benefit or service to you? How is this particular quality actually serving you? How is it serving you spiritually? How is it serving you in your own growth and evolution? How is it serving you emotionally? How is it serving you in your life overall? How is it serving you? We guarantee there's a service. I've helped people go through this process that have experienced some of the quote-unquote most horrible things in their lives and have been able to bring all of those things back into love, back into balance by following this very scientific process. Because all of this is based on simple, very straight universal laws. And they are always here. It's like gravity, right? So the question is, how is this trait in this person serving you? And understanding that in this wonderful universe where we all things co-arise with their opposites, right? Everything has an opposite. Everything. And we know things mostly just in comparison to its opposite, right? We wouldn't know up from down if there were no down, right? We wouldn't know a left if there weren't a right. Right? We wouldn't know forward if there weren't backwards, right? And so on and so forth. We have all of these polarities. And people are not one-sided. There is no such thing as a one-sided human being. No such thing. And that is the challenge here. You're not one-sided either. Nobody is. And that's the great fantasy. That's the fantasy that we fall into when we first get into a relationship and we think this person is perfect and so on and so forth. We have this fantasy. We put them on a pedestal. And then end up finding out, oh, they don't put the cap on the toothpaste. Dang it. They don't do this stuff. They don't do this other stuff, right? You start finding out all of these other projections now. You start seeing the same things. Oh, my gosh, this guy's just like the last guy. What's up with that?
Yes,
so,
and there's, I'm just noticing there's some questions here, you know, where people are not seeing that in them. But just look a bit deeper, you know. One thing here is saying, I can't see the criminal behavior in me. You know, it might not be that you're actually going along, you know, robbing banks and, you know, selling drugs and things like that. But there's subtleties to all this, you know. If you're, if you're going against yourself, even, you know, if there's like a little politics within you and you're going, you're doing something that's not in integrity with yourself in any way, that's kind of criminal behavior in a sense, but more subtle. So just look for the subtlety. There's always something subtle in there, you know. And it's not that we're bad people and we're going to beat ourselves up, but it's when we find those little things, then that's where the relief comes and you can finally let these things go and you don't get affected.
Right. Yeah. You know, any kind of emotional charge, any kind of these qualities that we're talking about, you know, in the dictionary, I believe you will find about 1,000, I think it was 1,400 and something, I forgot the exact number, but somewhere around there, human qualities, okay, over 1,000 human qualities, and every single human being has these qualities. Each and every one of us has these qualities to different degrees, and we're all capable of all of these different qualities to all the different degrees and forms that they take.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, this, I'm just reading a couple comments here. It may seem like you're beating yourself up with what we're doing here, but we guarantee that what we're doing here is actually going to bring balance. If you're beating yourself up, if it feels like you're beating yourself up, then there's still a part of you. And this, we go way deeper into this in our actual training that we're going to tell you more about later. But if you're still having this, it's because you currently have a part of yourself that you're still disowning. You don't want to have anything to do with that. You know, most of us don't want to see how we actually have this particular trait because we have a judgment around it that it's bad. It's not a good trait to have. It's not a spiritual trait. It's not an enlightened thing. It's not whatever it is, whatever justification you have for rejecting this part of yourself.
Yeah.
What we can say is that, just really quickly here, Michael, I just want to, just to conclude that, you know, it's just to realize that as we go into this, is the more qualities that you're able to own, the more you start to realize, not simply believe, and that's why we don't want to give you just more ideas and beliefs, is that the more you start to realize that you are none of these qualities. You're none of them, but they're available to you. They're here. Right? So go ahead, Michael. Go ahead and say what you were
saying. Yeah, I was just, this thing, the statement was, I can't see criminal behavior in me. I just did a quick dictionary check here, and just if you understand what the little things, for example, it says in the dictionary, a criminal is a person who has committed a crime, you know, and it also informally, it means an action or situation that's deplorable and shocking. So I'm sure all of us have committed some sort of deplorable or shocking action in our lives at some point or other. You know, so,
sure.
You know, just look a little bit deeper, take the specifics and just see the overall, and you'll be fascinated at what freedom you get when you own that part of you back in again.
Absolutely. You know, another quality here that came up in the comments here was selfishness, right? That the quality of this other person was selfish, and they insisted on taking more in this relationship than they, you know, this person was willing to give, and that they are seen by others as mostly giving and having trouble receiving and so on and so forth. So how is selfish showing up in your life? How are other people actually seeing this in your life? Or how is it really appearing in your life? And that's, again, like Michael is saying, it's these things are so subtle, right? Selfishness is one of those things that appears in the most subtle ways, the trickiest little ways that selfishness actually shows up. And again, the only reason why this came up is because there's a judgment around selfishness. And there's not, you know, you're not seeing the service that selfishness actually provides for you. And if you're seen as, you know, a lot of times where you see yourself, essentially that's what's going on, that you're overgiving, that you have trouble receiving, and so on and so forth, there's most likely something about this selfishness that at some point in your life you've decided that this was not a good thing, that this was it was not to be had. Spiritual people maybe don't have this particular quality, but whatever it is. But the thing is that, again, you're seeing it, and guarantee that it's in your life. We guarantee it. And it's most likely a part that, because you've judged, because you have judgment over it, it'll continue to keep showing up in different forms, in different ways. And that's what you want to find right now. This is an opportunity to find, how is that serving you? How does selfishness serve you? How does it serve you in your relationships to be selfish, to actually receive things, right? That, for some people, that seems selfish, right? Maybe to just let people start taking care of yourself. For some people, that's selfish, right? But how do those things serve you? You want to find the service. How does selfishness serve you? How do all of these things serve you? Okay. So that's a big part there. That's a good little push, and we want to push you here tonight in a good way, of course. It's like doing yoga. Okay, so the next part of this is how this trait in you, maybe it's selfishness, whatever it is, how this trait in you has benefited or is of service to others. How is this trait of service to others? And just to pick on the selfishness, because it's a wonderful one. I've really come to fully own my own selfishness, and I really appreciate this part. I see the service that selfishness provides fully, and I have no problems with that. I used to. here's how this would work. So this trait, how does this serve others? Well, you know what? Every time that you are open to receiving, you give an opportunity to someone else to give. And that's a wonderful opportunity. That is a blessing for someone else to be able to give. Because that's a huge part of this whole life experience, is part of this universal law of reaping and sowing, giving and receiving. Allowing someone to give you something is a blessing for them as well as yourself. That's a wonderful service, you know. And, I mean, it goes on and on. But really, the thing here is just simply, as best as you can, how does this particular trait that you wrote down, how does it serve or benefit other people? How does it serve the world to actually have this particular quality? I remember hearing another teacher on shadow work. She was talking about how, you know, for her, and actually this is a very well-known lady. I'll just say her name. Her name is Debbie Ford, and she was one of my teachers when I was going to this particular school in New York. And she was talking about, you know, this shadow work, and specifically for her, you know, we all have these specific names that if someone called us that, it's just like our whole world would just shatter. We would shatter. We'd go into this funk right away, you know, which is essentially a lot of what we're tapping into right now. For her, it was this particular word, and it's a little derogatory, you know, but I'm just going to say it for what it is, because that's, you know, in this kind of work, you just need to say it how it is. And that's, for her, it was to be called a bitch, okay? And she was at this seminar, and in the seminar, they were, you know, all sharing. She was in the front, and they were sharing what they were going to do after they learned all these wonderful skills and things that they learned on that in that seminar. And she was talking about she was going to change the school system. So she was going to do all this stuff. And she said that this lady in the back all of a sudden called out and said, "You bitch." And she just said that her whole world just crumbled at that moment. She was humiliated. She felt horrible. She just broke down and started to cry right in front of everybody. And what happened was that the presenter came to her, and while she was crying, she came to her and said, well, oh, honey, it can't be that bad to be bitchy sometimes, is it? I mean, have you ever found it beneficial for you to be a little bitchy, right? If you go to the store and, you know, someone there is obviously not taking you, you know, you're paying attention to you after you've told them many times to do something, does it actually help for you to be a little bitchy? And, you know, as she tells the story, you know, in her tears, she's like, yeah, I guess. But the thing is that what she found from that, and which took her on a whole journey and really uncovering this shadow work, is how these particular parts of ourselves are actually serving us in ways that we can't even fully see right now. But they're always serving us in profound ways. And it's until we uncover that service that we're able to fully use it in the world and be fully functional, in balance, essentially, human beings. So, just really quickly, I just wanted to share that story. Again, how is this trait in you serving other people? And we're going to move on now. So we have a couple more steps, and we want to keep this call as best as we can to the 90 minutes that we allotted for it. We will go a little bit over, but not too much over tonight. So the next part of this is to write down the initials of those people who see in this person that you wrote down, this particular trait, who see the exact opposite trait in this person. So let me rephrase that so it makes more sense. Go ahead and write down the initials of the people who see the exact opposite trait in this person. So if you wrote down selfishness, write down the initials of those people in this person's life or in your life who actually see this person as giving, maybe sharing, whatever the exact opposite of that particular trait is for you. Write down the initials of those people see the exact opposite trait in this person. Okay? The initials of the people who see the exact opposite thing than what you're saying. You know, for you, you might see him as a, or her as a total whatever. You know, a son of a gun. Whatever. Because they're always jealous. Okay? They're always jealous. Or they're always, whatever. Any trait goes. Who are the people that actually see them totally different? They see them completely the exact other side of the spectrum. They see them in this way. Do your best to write this down. Not second guessing, writing down as best as you can, as fast as you can, as we keep moving forward. So, writing down the initials of the people who see the exact opposite trait in this person of what you wrote down. And again, you know, feel free to go, you know, to go beyond this. Beyond what we're doing here and do this on your own time as well. You know, this is a powerful process and it will always work. Okay, and moving on now, you can wrap up the last few initials of the people that see the exact opposite trait in this person. And now go ahead and write down the initials of the people who simultaneously, at the very same time, did the or expressed the exact opposite trait than the one that you wrote down to start with. Okay, the initials of the people who at the very same time, when you were experiencing this particular trait that you disliked in this person, this other person showed up and expressed the exact opposite trait. Okay, so if this other person, one of the things you don't like is that they never listen, okay? So they don't listen, maybe they're selfish, whatever it was that you wrote down there. at that very same time, maybe somebody else, a friend or someone else, showed up in your life that would listen to you, or that would share with you, or that would go out and have fun, because this other person, you just get so tired that they're just so boring, right? Whatever it is, you know, somebody else showed up who actually brought in the exact opposite trait to that particular one. So write down the initials of the people who simultaneously did or had the exact opposite. Now, a question here that someone asked is, how do I know how others see me? Okay, again, you know how others see you based on how you think they see you. It has never anything to do, really, with supposedly how this other person, most of our interactions with people are actually occurring in our heads. Most of the people we think actually like us, you know, they're saying all sorts of things in their heads about us. We have no idea. But you have an idea of what your idea that this person, you know, of what this person thinks of you is actually your idea of yourself. And that's part of this self-fulfilling prophecy principle. So, you know, to be fully accurate, you may want to ask a person, but it's not necessary because you're always dealing with your own perception. All the time. So just to help this person here to keep moving forward. So wrapping up, the initials of the people who at the same time demonstrated at the very exact moment the exact opposite trait to what you started with. Wrapping that up, and now we're going to enter the very last part of this process. The very last section here is to write down all of the drawbacks that you would experience if this person started acting in the exact opposite way to what you started with. What would the drawbacks be to this person acting differently? Instead of being selfish, maybe they're just purely giving. What would be the drawback of someone just pampering you? And trust us when we say that there's always an equal balance. There's no such thing as a one-sided reality, and there is a balance to this. There's another side to this. Every positive has its negative. Every negative has its positive. When we can see the balance, we see the order. There's ultimately nothing to forgive when we see the order. But it takes some digging. It takes some perceptual shifts, and that's what we're helping you do tonight. And it's some work, but it's so worth it. So what are the drawbacks to you if this person started acting out the exact opposite way of what you wrote down? Write that down. What would the drawback be for you? What would the drawback be if this person was acting out the exact opposite of what you wrote down? As best as you can. And again, the drawback to you emotionally, the drawback to you in your own personal growth, in your spirituality, in any of these areas of life, what would the drawback be to you? Maybe you'd miss out on a wonderful lesson. That's a pretty big deal. Now, what would the drawback be? As best as you can. And if you can't see the drawback yet, then there's, you know, this is part of the challenge here. And we want to challenge you. If you see no drawback, then you need to dig deeper because it's there. There's a drawback to every single quality. The parents who end up just totally pampering a child completely and not challenging that child, ultimately that child will grow into, will find themselves in experiences that will be challenging, very challenging to start bringing balance to that child's life, right? So that child will grow. Because usually all the things that are just so pampering and wonderful and really, really nice, they are actually the things that we don't receive as many learnings from them, believe it or not. We actually receive more learnings and growth from our challenges, from the challenges that appear in our lives. And there's an equal balance always in those things. So we want to encourage you, after tonight, is to dig deeper. Dig deeper and find out what is the other side. Again, it's always there. This is a universe of polarities. It's always there. There's always two sides. Okay, so wrapping that up here, that last part again was to write down the drawbacks to you of this person acting out the exact opposite trait that you wrote down when you started. Now, here's what we want to encourage you to do after you do this and after you take a little more time to do this and go deeper, unless you're already feeling like, wow, you know, because that's usually the experience that you'll, when you bring this into balance, when you bring this judgment on this trait into balance, you start seeing the magnificent service that it's providing in your life. Right, there's a massive, massive amount of service that's being done. So we want to encourage you as best as you can once you do get to that point. So again, if you didn't get to that point on this call, we encourage you to keep going, keep doing this. And once you do that, once you find that level of, wow, I would not change anything. I would not change one thing from what has happened or this person or so on and so forth because I've received so much from this person acting out in this way. Right, that we want to encourage you to write a little thank you letter, just a little thank you letter. You don't have to give it to this person. You can just simply write a letter to this person thanking them for the service that they've provided you by being this particular presence or quality in your life and seeing the service that it's provided you and all the wonderful service that it has provided you. And you can do whatever you want with that letter. You can throw it away. You can give it to the person if you want. Anything goes. But we want to encourage you to finalize this process by writing a short thank you letter. Okay. Good work, folks. This is, it's not the easiest thing to do. It's going beyond current perceptions of our world, even of ourselves. Right, that's ultimately it here. We're going beyond the current perceptions of ourselves and owning these different qualities. This is profound shadow work. It goes in multiple different directions. And again, we want to just encourage you to keep going with this. Now, to wrap up tonight, we want to share with you just a couple of things here, some keys, some specifically four keys of how to create a fulfilling relationship as you continue to own all the different parts of yourself. So these are just little tips that have made a huge difference for us on top of just realizing that the purpose of this relationship that you're in or that you will be in will always be for you to expand, to grow, and to keep owning all the different parts that come up in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So shall we move into that, Michael?
Absolutely. And we've just got a question here saying, you know, how can I reconnect together with some kind of bonding exercise with your partner? If you do these things we're talking about here, this will help you bond more. The connection will be much stronger, much more beautiful. And also, if your partner's open to these kind of things, try and get them to do this releasing exercise if they're interested in it. Because, you know, they won't then be projecting all kinds of things on you, and you won't be doing that to them. If you're both on the same page, that will create a very deep bonding experience. So see if she's or he's up for doing these questions you've just done now. I think you'll find some magic happens.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's get into these four keys. And we're going to go through them pretty quickly here. So hopefully you got a quick hand, because we're just going to give you the gold on these particular things here. So the first key here is understanding what we call the sensory model of love. Okay, a sensory model of love. And the understanding is that we all have a different sensory model of love. Some of us interpret love more from a visual perspective. Some of us interpret love in relationships from a more kinesthetic, bodily sensation, and others are more hearing, right? These are our primary senses, our perceptual, what are these called? Well, I'll just leave it at that, senses. So here's the thing, is that in a relationship, when you're communicating, you want to make sure at all times, and part of all these tips are just so you can communicate in the same language. So, you know, there's this popular book about love languages out there, and, you know, there's a lot of value to that, no doubt about it. This is a much simpler idea or concept around the same thing. It's just understanding that we all have different languages of love. So from a sensory perspective, some people experience love more when you, for example, tell them that you love them, that you appreciate them, that you really think that what they've done is just so awesome. Thank you for doing that. I love you, honey. You know, so on and so forth. They feel loved when they hear that. They don't feel loved when maybe you bring them gifts. You know, this is something I've seen in helping people with relationships is, you know, sometimes one partner is expressing love. One partner is more of a visual lover. Right, so they go out and they buy things, they bring them gifts, they do all sorts of things for them that represents their love for them, but this person actually feels not loved. And this person will literally tell their friends, you know, I just don't feel like he loves me, you know, he doesn't tell me that he loves me anymore, right? I had that happen with a client, and all she needed was really to hear that this person, her partner, say, I love you. You know, for her, that's how she felt loved. It wasn't the gifts. It wasn't seeing these things. It was actually just hearing those words, that she was appreciated and so on and so forth. Some people, they don't care how many times you say, I love you. They just, you know, it's not what you say. It's what you do. Right? It's a totally different model of love. For some people, it's being caressed more. It's being held. It doesn't matter what you get them as a gift. It doesn't matter what you say. They want you to hold them. They want you to touch them. They want you to embrace them and help them feel loved and nurtured, right? So this made a huge shift in my relationship with my wife because, you know, in the beginning, we weren't quite understanding what was going on in our relationship, why we weren't communicating as well. And then we looked into this, we both did it together, we found out, well, how do you feel loved? You know, what are the things that help you feel loved? Do you need to be told that you're loved? Do you need to be held? Where do you need to be touched to know that you're loved? And so on and so forth, right? And in clearing that up, oh my gosh, it's just amazing how profound a relationship can shift when you understand the sensory model of love that your partner's in, and helping them to understand your sensory model of love and expressing love in the ways that you both feel loved. So that's the first one. That's a wonderful tip in communication, is understanding that you both have different sensory models of love. And trying to uncover that with your partners is a wonderful process and will help you both so much in your relationship. So let's move on to the other ones. Michael, you want to talk a little bit about assessing these relationship rules that I know you bring up in talking with you, you know, these relationship rules that we make unconsciously.
Yes. Yeah, this is a really fascinating thing, and we haven't got time to go too much into detail here, but there's an expression, tacit agreements, which basically means hidden, silent agreements. And what it comes down to, what this really means for you, is that if you have not clarified with your partner what your agreements actually are, what you expect, especially of the other person, what you expect them to do, what you expect the relationship to be like, if this is not clarified and brought out and the cards are on the table, what it means is that you actually have a long list of silent agreements that you've made with each other which a lot of the time are dysfunctional and completely the opposite of what you're really trying to achieve, you know? And it can be things like, if you do this thing, then I'm going to act in this way. If you leave the dishes out, then it means that, you know, you're ignoring me and you're disrespecting me and you expect me to do it. There's lots of little funny layers and things like this. So what you can do to sort this out is just to have a sit down with them and say, what do you expect from me? What do you expect from the relationship? What is really going on here? You know, and like we were saying before, don't censor it. You know, like I am honest. I expect these ridiculous things and I realize this. So I'm kind of calming it down now, you know. But, you know, I expect the other person to be perfect, to do this, that, and the other, to never have any, you know, irritation or anything. I've got these mad ideas about what I expect people to be like. And they're gradually becoming more realistic, and it's been a huge difference for me. So when you bring out what is it that you expect the other person, what do they expect of you, you will uncover layers and layers and layers of stuff, which is the root cause a lot of the time of your problems, but because no one's been talking about it, because it's kind of hidden agreements. And just to give you like another idea of what this means is, if you go to another country, let's say you go to India or you go to, you know, Africa, you'll see that there's these different cultures and these people have got completely different ideas about what's, you know, proper and what's respect, and you have to sit down in a particular way, and you eat your food with a particular way. And, you know, there's so many different things. If you go to India, you eat with your hands, not with forks and spoons. You know, you receive things with the right hand. There's all these customs and systems that, to us, if we're not from India, seem a bit strange. So in the same way, that's what a tacit agreement means. So you've done that, and there's a long list. So just be honest, let it all out and put it on the table so you can actually meet each other with where you're really at rather than having this unconscious and suppressed. And we can talk more about that in the training that we're going to be doing, but that's just really a nourishing experience and gets you on the same page pretty quickly.
Awesome. That's great. Totally. Okay, so another key, and again, we're moving through these things fast, but, you know, each one of these things are pretty profound things in themselves. The whole call could be more, a whole course can be done on each one of the things that we're sharing with you right now. But we want to give you something that you can go take even further. I mean, we love over-delivering. It's our deep pleasure to do so. So the next key is to understand that there's a myth in relationship, a lot of teachings and myth in relationships, and that myth is that, you know, in a relationship, when you come together, it's actually a 50-50 thing. You know, I'll take care of 50% of this relationship, and the other person takes care of the other 50%. But the truth is, my friends, is that because all perception is projection, because you're always dealing with yourself, there is no such thing as 50%. There is no such thing as this person is, it's their fault for this or this or this or that. It's 100% on both sides. Both people bringing in 100%. This whole thing of half an orange or half a lemon or melon or whatever those things are. This isn't actually how, you know, hopefully with tonight's process you've been able to tune into that, right? Is that whenever you enter a relationship with anyone, each person is 100% responsible for the co-creation of that relationship. So you're 100% responsible for how you respond to that relationship, for how you deal within that relationship, and beyond that. So just a quick little tip there. If this is something that you've heard and it's maybe you're still functioning from this particular belief or myth, I just want to propose to you that it's actually a 100% deal. And you're going to feel more fulfilled with someone that also takes up 100% of their side of the relationship, right? So the final thing here is learning how to communicate in terms of other people's values. Now, this is a whole thing in itself. But just to give you a quick little nutshell of what this is, of understanding how to communicate in terms of other people's values, is actually learning what's important to your partner, right? Understanding what are the things that are most important to my partner, what are the top five things that they value most in life, right, and that they value in relationships and so on and so forth. What are those things? And then start communicating whatever it is that you want to communicate in terms of their values. What's communicate, in other words, what's important to you in terms of what's important to them. Okay, so, you know, an example would be, let's say you were traveling, you know, around the world and you were teaching all over the place, right? And your husband or your wife, you know, they, every time you left, you know, of course they felt a little something, you know, about you leaving. And let's just say that you went to this person, you said, hey, you know what, I'm taking off. I got another trip, another business meeting or another class, and, I'll see you in a week. I'll see you in a month. You know, you're bound to have some conflict. You're bound to have a little bit of drama or something like that because you've just said something that counters some of the values that this person might have, right? It's important for them that you be there or that you show them that you care for them, that you appreciate them. Appreciation, right? Whatever those values may be, a way to start communicating that in this example to this person is maybe telling this person, you know what, honey, or you know, whatever your wonderful little nickname is for your partner, you know, I'm going to be going off, I'm going to be going teaching, and I'm going to do all these things, and, you know, while I'm gone, maybe you're going to Italy, you know, I would love for you to meet me there. You know, I've already bought the tickets, I've got it set up, and let's say one of your partner's values is to go out shopping, right? Then you'd say something like, when we go there, you know, I would love to take you out and eat some fine food and then spend the day just going into all of these fine places to purchase some wonderful clothing and fabrics or whatever. You know, ultimately, is communicating something that's happening and creating it so that you're also meeting the values of your partner, because as soon as you stop meeting the values or fulfilling the values of your partner, what happens is that your partner is going to start looking for those values to be fulfilled somewhere else. And that's a big part of that's happening in relationships, is that we're all functioning from our own values, our own value systems, and what's important to us. And if we start experiencing that, if someone that we're in a relationship with starts countering or not fulfilling our values, we start looking as well somewhere else for somebody that's going to fulfill this particular value. So this is huge in a relationship, to understand each other's value systems, understand what's most important for each other, and help each other to fulfill those things in the relationship for each other. Because again, if that's not happening, then most likely you'll start looking for that somewhere else. You won't feel fulfilled and so on and so forth. So communicating in terms of each other's values is the last key. All right. There's a lot that we covered tonight. And if anything jumped out at you, you know, you don't have to apply every single thing that we've shared here, but all of this stuff is golden. Every single bit here is going to support you to break the dramas, to get out of those triggers that keep happening in relationships and really create fulfilling and long-lasting relationships. And that's a guarantee just by applying some of the things that we've shared with you tonight. So,
yeah.
On that note, Michael, you have anything you want to add here before we wrap up?
Just, you know, that the more you apply these things, every single thing you do is going to have an effect on something else. So if you just take one golden nugget, all I'd encourage everyone to do is, if you've taken notes, just circle one thing, put a big circle around it, around, and say, right, I'm going to actually do that. I'm going to do that one thing. Because once you've done that, then you're going to go to a different level. You'll start seeing things differently, and your relationships are going to change. So just make that commitment to yourself. Circle it, put it somewhere so you don't forget about this tomorrow. And, you know, let us know how it goes. It's such a joy to see the results. You know, we've coached thousands of people, and it's such a blessing for us to see these shifts happen. So you can be happy and you can be loving. What a joy.
Awesome. So on that note, my friends, we really hope you've enjoyed this evening with us, that you've gotten some takeaways from this evening. And like Michael said, just, you know, putting these things into practice is really the essence of all of this. And so for those of you now who would love to find out a little bit more of how you can go deeper into this, because obviously, even though we've shared with you some powerful things, there's so much more in this realm of being able to release these triggers, of being able to go beyond all these things. So for those of you that would love to go deeper with us, we would like to invite you to stay on the call right now as we close here the call, and this just to discover how you can go deeper, finally let go of some of these wounds, some of these broken heart experiences, and anything else and everything else that might be holding you back from just experiencing total fulfillment and love in your life. So, Michael, you want to just share with them a little bit of what we got going on and how they can take this experience even further?
Yes. So for those of you who have already signed up, well done, and we look forward to sharing with you on the live calls that we're doing and on the course. And for those who haven't, we're just going to share a few things with you because, you know, this is filling up quickly, so we just want to make sure you understand what is actually going on here and what we're offering you and how it's going to affect your life. So I'm sure you're quite aware that we've opened the doors recently to the Releasing the Breaks Elite Coaching Program, which is the most in-depth training we've ever done on letting go of whatever's holding you back from creating the life, the happiness, the love in your life in all areas, from relationships to health to business. And just to backtrack a moment, the reason we're doing this at all, why did we even do this course, is because out of all the thousands of people we've been working with, the thing that makes the biggest difference isn't this trying to manifest, it's actually just letting go. And you're actually a very powerful, beautiful being already to start with. And the only reason that anyone's ever stressed or caught up in any problems is because there's these blocks that we've put the brakes on to our own joy. And so that's why we're doing this, is because once you go through these processes and you let go, that's when the biggest and most profound shifts happen, when we heal those open wounds that have been there since childhood, when we let go of these beliefs. So the reason we're doing this is because really, before you do any other courses, doing this work on yourself is what's going to lead to the maximum result in everything else you do. So what we did essentially is we put together all the most powerful releasing tools that
Michael? I think we lost Michael. Michael, are you there? Is it just me? If someone on the webcast can... okay, yeah. So I guess it's not just me. Okay. Well, let's see if we can... either give him a moment here, see what happened. If not, I'll just pick it up from where he left off. Essentially, we're talking about this training here. And, you know, really, this is a lot of the most powerful methods, the tools, these releasing tools that both Michael and I have found to rewire yourself, essentially, to release all of this charge that we're carrying, right? We're carrying baggage into everything, and it's stopping us on multiple different levels. And it's sometimes it's the exact same charge, right? It's the exact same belief that you're carrying, a limiting belief about yourself that's impacting you. in your business and your ability to generate money or be a magnet to abundance, that very same core belief might be stopping you from experiencing these wonderful relationships because you have this limiting core belief that no matter what you do, that's affecting your behavior, right? So essentially, we're going to be sharing with you the different tools so you can own the process. You know, this is what makes this, what we're doing, so different, is that you're going to be able to own this process, right? Michael, are you back?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. But...
Welcome back, bro. Yeah, I just went ahead and just pretty much picked it up from where you took off. So I'm just going to lend it over to you, bro. I'm just going to let you take go with it. And, you know, I was just telling people just a little bit more of, you know, what we have here for them, you know, some of the tools that we're going to be sharing with them. I was just going to share a little bit of those tools. But go ahead and just take it away, bro.
Yeah, so, what we've done is we've realized that you're an individual and that we can't just have one tool, like one size fits all. So we've carefully put together a lot of different tools so that we know this is definitely going to work for you. Because a lot of stuff, if it's just one thing, isn't going to work. But if there's different tools and they're very powerful, there's absolutely something that's going to help you release and make that shift. So we're going to be covering NLP so you can master your mind. Self-hypnosis, so you can go deep and really make those shifts from the hypnotic state, which is really, really powerful. Energy psychology, quantum physics, understanding the nature of the universe itself. We're also going to be dealing with meridian tapping techniques, which are really, really powerful. People go through amazing shifts just with that. The Huna, that's from Hawaii, the ancient Hawaiian teachings. We're also going to be doing a lot of shadow work, like what you were doing tonight with the letting go process. Quantum perceptual balancing, psycho-cybernetics, so that you can really go in and create a movie in your mind of what it is that you want specifically and activate this automatic success mechanism within you so that every part of yourself is going towards your success. Because at the moment, very likely, there's a big part of you which is going opposite to your success. And so once you get in touch with this, you actually move all bits of you, your entire psyche, towards that happiness and peace and relationships and abundance that you really is natural for you to have. So we're also going to talk about quantum psychology as well as the wounded child, dealing with the wounded child, dehypnotizing the wounded child, and more. And what makes this special is that we're very much interested in what you're going through personally. So, you know, you can ask us questions in the forum, and we're going to take account of exactly what you're going through and bring that into the teaching so that this is a two-way life process. So when you know all these different things, and you'll find out more about them when you start the course, you can really be free to let go of those breaks and create what you want so you can express yourself in the world without all this bondages and baggages and stuff, you know, that's just a nightmare. So just so you get an idea of what we've got here, there's limited places and they're filling up. So you want to get in quick because the first 75 people are going to get some extra bonuses. The actual training itself is would normally cost about $3,500 if you were to work with us personally, and we're giving you that. You're also going to get MP3 recordings of every call so you can listen back to them later on, as well as the transcripts so you can actually read the calls and make notes if you want to. And you're going to get unlimited access to our forum so you can connect with the other people on the course and ask questions and be engaged with the other students. Joshua's giving 5 core EFT videos, which are very, very powerful in themselves. In all this stuff, you know, this is hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of stuff, but we're just putting it all together at a very, very, very affordable investment. You're going to get the Releasing the Breaks Home Study course, which is about 12 modules with transcripts and everything. It's like really detailed on its own. as well as the Inner Self Image home study course, which I created, and that's, that in itself has had massive breakthroughs for so many people, just that. All this stuff, if you just did any of it, it would be powerful, but we're completely over-delivering. You're also going to get the Advanced Secrets of Manifestation course, and as well as that, you're going to get the Guaranteed Success Package, which would normally cost you about $1,600, as long as you sign up very soon, before the 15th of December. So this would all come to about $6,000 if you were to buy all these things independently. But we don't want you to pay anywhere near that. We want this to be available for anyone who really wants to go deep. So it's yours for anyone who wants it, and we'll tell you the exact price in a moment. And once you've done this program, you're going to feel so much happier, and you won't get angry and triggered like you used to. You're also going to have better sleep, better health, and more money in your life. And all the opportunities and the meaning of life, you know, what is it that you're really here for, your real nourishing reason for being alive, is going to be able to express itself. And you're just going to feel clear and focused in your life. You know, wake up in the morning with a big smile on your face, be clear, have beautiful relationships. What are we here for if not to experience these things, you know? And we've done this process with lots of people already and had amazing results. Josh, do you want to share anything from what people have gone through? Have you got anything you want to share about that?
Yeah, man, you know, I know from just working with different clients, multiple different people that have put in some of these processes into their lives. I mean, I had one client who, she was going through, she was a very successful woman in multiple different areas, right? I mean, she was making plenty of money. She felt she was getting a lot of different achievements in her life. But she couldn't help but feel constantly that there was something missing. And she couldn't help but just that one specific, she felt like there was this one thing in her life that she just continued to keep bumping into. And whenever she was, you know, in relationships or when things got too good, this thing would always come up. For her, it was actually a belief about herself. It was a belief that she carried with her of how she actually wasn't deserving of certain things. As much as she's been, was able to create and achieve, she was very successful in her field. And of course, I'm not going to name any names here. But what happened is that once we started to go through these processes, started to cut the cords that were keeping this experience in place and real in her life. Once we started to rewire the processing that she had in her mind, because we all process these things. There's a process to it. It's never just a boom, there it is. It came from nowhere and it's there. It's most of these things have a process to them, how we wire our brains into a habit of disempowerment. So through many different tools, helping her, applying them in her life, she was able to completely let this go after years of psychotherapy. Okay, I've actually had many clients. I've actually coached many psychotherapists because, you know, there's nothing wrong with psychotherapy. Okay, nothing wrong with it, not at all. But a lot of times it takes a long time for people to simply create a shift. With these particular tools that we are going to be sharing with you, these are accelerated change technologies. You know, things like neuro-linguistic programming and all these different things, they create accelerated change. So you won't have to take all those years. After all those years, once she started doing this in less than a month, okay, and that was just meeting twice in that month, okay, she was able to completely eradicate this particular belief from her life. And all of a sudden, things started lining up for her in ways that she didn't imagine before. She didn't know that she could feel the way that she did. And that's just powerful. You know, it's so wonderful to experience that. And it's a blessing to help people to go through that as well. And that's what these tools can do, right? It's not about, you know, guruship or following all these different formulas. There's certain tools that no matter who uses them, they're going to work, and that's what we've done with this course. Right?
Mm. Yeah, we've worked with thousands of people and we've seen the results. And so the point of our lives, what is the point of us? Why are we even here? It's because we love to help people let go of all this stuff that is holding them back and start really being happy and having beautiful lives. That's why we are here. So this course, we always love to over-deliver. You know, you can get stuff that's nowhere near as powerful as this for way more money, and it doesn't even necessarily work that well. So we could be charging $5,000 for this course easy with all the stuff that's in here. But we're not going to do that because we want it to be affordable for everyone. So we're not going to charge $5,000 or $2,000, not even $1,000. This course is actually valued at $1,500, but you're going to get special discount if you sign up before Tuesday, midnight on Tuesday. And you can get that right now for only $497, or even for $187, three payments of $187. So, I mean, that's totally available for anyone who wants to take it. And you won't find this amount of quality in life transforming processes and methods anywhere on the internet, or anywhere else. I've never seen anything like it. So if you're really feeling that you want to let go and have the best year ever, then we want to encourage you to be one of those 200 people. Lots of people are already signing up, so hopefully there's still spaces. And really join this group with other people like you who are into the same stuff and basically want to have better relationships, naturally allow more money to come to them, feel happier, wake up with a smile, go to sleep with a smile, and get all these bonuses and all these trainings and the live course and everything for only less than $500. So if you're ready to jump on board, and if you want to know a little bit more about this, we've got a video that explains in detail, and the link for that is Releasing the Brakes, BRAKES.com/open, releasingthebrakes.com/open, and you can go and sign up there if you want and watch the video. So if you're really feeling it, go for it, okay, because this is a new year. You have all this power, and it's like there's a big wall in front of you, you know. This amazing, you've got so much love in your heart, you've got so much to give. All that love wants to come out, it wants to express itself. But if there's something in the way, then it's just stuck, you know, and that's so frustrating. It's really annoying. So this is an opportunity for you to discover what those things are and let them go, so that love and that experience of fullness and expansion and ease can start happening in your life immediately. And so we just want to answer a few questions. Some people have got questions. If you have any questions about this, put it in the box. Just a few questions people have had about the course. One of the questions is, I don't have time to do these courses. You know, they're busy, busy, busy. Just want to clarify to you that when we have these blocks, these breaks, it's a bit like we're living in a trance, you know, we're being programmed. So most of what we do is based on conditioning. So what that means is that we're actually wasting about 80% of our time. Literally 80% of our time is not really being used in a way that brings us joy or is even productive and useful. So, and we can be doing dysfunctional things and even hurting people and hurting ourselves. So when you do this process and you really go deep and you release those breaks, you will claim back huge amounts of your time. You'll begin to feel amazing and you'll have more time to do what you love. And you'll also get more done in less time. Okay, and this has definitely been my experience. As I let go, I just see things differently and I have way more time to just live my life the way I want to live it. I'm not running around like a crazy chicken anymore, you know. So you actually get more time by doing this course. Another thing people sometimes say, oh, it's too expensive, you know, even investing any money in anything, they somehow can't see the point of it. But, you know, the reality is this is a $5,000 course, and you're not going to find anywhere near this anywhere else. And if you do, let us know. We'd love to see what it is. And you can actually start this process right now here today for $187, which is, you know, which is nothing really. You spend that on fixing a car, you know, a spare couple of tires or something, you know. So we also found that when you release the brakes, you actually attract more money. So we're saying that if this doesn't work for you, we're not only going to give you a refund if you don't like it, but we're also going to give you double your money back. So we will pay you for doing this course. That's how confident we are. If this doesn't do the job for you, if it doesn't allow you to experience a better life and have more success in whatever area of life you have, we will give you double your money back. So that is quite a powerful guarantee from us. So you've got absolutely nothing to lose. We've got something to lose. If we don't deliver the goods, we're the ones who are going to lose out and not you. You'll actually gain from it. So the last objection a lot of people have is that they've tried all kinds of other courses and other things and they didn't work. So why is this going to work for you? Okay? Because I'm sure you've read other books and done all kinds of things. Why is this going to work? Why is this course different from all these other things that are around? The answer to that is that this course is different because most courses are about trying to move forward, trying to get where you want to go without releasing the brakes. So many things is all about trying to do these things, forcing yourself to do things differently and try and manifest. This is all about letting go of the things that are holding you back. And that's why it's so powerful. And the other thing that's different about this course is that we haven't just got one method. The reason this has got so many parts to it is that there is something for everyone. There's going to be something that we're teaching you which is going to have an amazing breakthrough transformational impact on your life. So if one of the things we're talking about doesn't resonate with you, there's about 10 or 15 other things. And out of those, guaranteed there's going to be something that is definitely going to work for you and you'll start seeing the shifts. So there's no question at all whether or not this is going to work for you. This is a completely unique course focused specifically around letting go. And then everything is easy, you know. Very, very easy. And we're also going to be listening to your personal stories. So we want to engage with you like we do with the live chat. We'd love to hear your feedback. So we're going to be doing a bit of that in the course as well and some spotlight coaching. So there's no doubt that this process works. The process definitely works. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people have seen results, very powerful results. The process works. All you really need to do is show up, do these steps and do this process, just be there and you're going to see the results happen in your life. So there's no question about how long is the course? We got one question last year. How long is it? It's a 7-week course. 7 weeks. We might actually add extra sessions if we need to because we want to over deliver, but it's scheduled at 7 weeks. And, you know, another question about money here. You know, the thing is, really and honestly, what has allowed me personally to have plenty of money in my life is by releasing the brakes. So if you're worried about money, don't worry about it because you're going to find ways of making more money or attracting more money as you let go of any fears you have. You know, we could just do this specifically about money making and it would make a lot of money. A lot of people doing the course, the reason they bought the course is because they want more money, you know, and this course is going to deliver that result. So don't worry about the money. And like I said, if you need a refund, then we'll give you a refund. That's not a problem. But go for it, because this new year coming up, and why not just get on with this right away? As soon as you sign up, you're going to get the home study courses, and you can start releasing your breaks immediately as soon as you sign up for this today.